first train with no sound. Into the fall of the last tram depot bound. I had room for the script.
BKV.
The time that was ripped to bits.
MAV.
And it was closed down, there's no recovery time. Now I'm sat all alone.
BKV.
I drive perfectly back home.
MAV.
These should be the best times of our lives. This is the last tram to nowhere depot bound.
Stuck in the middle of the
black hole going the deeper underground. Like a ghost train with no sound. Into the pile of the last strand of our bound. This is not punk, this is not funk, this is not disco. This is not soul, this is not dance, this is not techno. This is not boogie, this is not woogie, this is not retro. This is not hip-hop, this is not rap, this is not metal. This is not punk, this is not funk, this is not disco. This is not soul, this is not dance, this is not techno. This is not boogie, this is not woogie, this is not retro. This is not hip-hop, this is not rap, this is not metal. This is the last tram to nowhere depot bound.
Stuck in the middle of
the black hole going the deeper underground. With empty streets like a ghost train with no sound.
Out of the frying
pan, into the fall of the last tram depot bound. This is the last tram to nowhere depot bound. This is the last tram to nowhere depot bound. This is the last tram to nowhere depot bound. This is the last tram to nowhere.
Always rely on Eastfield for a good little three-chord tune. And Mystery Hole by Bongwater from The Power of Pussy.
And when you're not listening to The Liquidizer on radioactiveinternational.org, you can go to Mixcloud and listen to the marvellous Under the Pavement show from All FM. And the latest episode of that features Jesse from Eastfield talking about stuff in advance of the Anti-Fascist Festival in Manchester in the UK a couple of weeks ago. So that's Under the Pavement radio show, produced by a good friend of the show, Dick Cubesville, who's always good for a laugh too.
And also singing on that was Elaine. Elaine is, and I say this from a, this comes from a good place, an absolutely shocking cook. And posts the results of her shocking cookery on Facebook quite often, and she could do this professionally, because it's
hilarious to watch.
It's she cooked couscous for, what was it, 12 hours or something, boiled couscous for 12 hours, left, put it on, went to work and forgot about it. That's a boiled couscous.
It's a miracle it didn't burn the house down. But she may be a rubbish cook, but she is an awesome singer and
a top bird all round,
and marathon runner as well. So, you know, I think that goes to show where your sort of creative energy should go, really. So you're listening to The Liquidizer, where we mix up topical news stories with tunes and talk to people on the Facebook page as well. We haven't given shouts out to Davo in Hawthorndean, and Mandy will be listening in Happy Valley as well. And she, like, lurks in the background.
Are you dogging Kim off, are you?
No!
With your hellos. Hello to her husband. And not to her.
Well, she hasn't been listening, as far as I know.
She,
if you're
might be
listening,
bet
Kim,
she heard that bit. You flirting with her husband. And hello to Mark as well.
Yeah, but he won't be listening.
He'll listen on the when we finally get it up onto Radioactive International. We've had some technical problems. We got over our technical problems, and then Radioactive International was struck with technical problems. We'll get there in the end, folks.
So, lots of love to everybody who is listening to this in the future.
ABC7, WJLA out of Washington, D.C. has told the story of an alarm clock that stuck in a Pittsburgh man's wall, which has been going off for nearly 13 years. He had a basically did a DIY project that went wrong nearly 13 years ago, and this alarm clock fell into the gap in his wall, and it's been going off every day ever since.
Where's it got the power to?
It's a battery alarm clock.
Well, where's the? How could a battery last for 10 years?
It only goes off once a day. It's a clock. I don't know. It's a very...
Very efficient battery.
Very efficient battery. I remember reading a story once a long time ago about a murder in Germany. There's a bloke who lived in a flat, and the bloke's radio downstairs, always playing day and night, was driving him nuts, right? So he went downstairs and killed him. And it was only when they were investigating the murder that they discovered that the man had a radio under his bed playing.
No!
That he was blaming on the bloke downstairs, yeah.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that's horrible.
Anyway, this is Bjork. This is Alarm Call. Best band name of the night tonight, Blossom Toes with When the Alarm Clock Rings. And before that, Alarm Call by Bjork from Homogenic. Fantastic album, Homogenic.
All about the story with some guy accidentally left an alarm clock going in his wall for a very long time.
13 years, I think, was it? 13 years or 7 years or something like
wow.
that. Who knows?
Wow.
Anyway, this next story, this is another bit of a science flop story, really. It's from the Smithsonian .com page. Your dog can tell from your voice if you're happy or sad. Well, of course they can. Anybody who's ever had a dog knows exactly that dogs can read every little nuance of human behaviour absolutely brilliantly.
Yeah, but the whole point of the story is that they've got some scientific evidence to back that up now. That's what the story is about. But yes, absolutely.
Well, you only got to look at a dog, that's evidence.
What? That's true. Yeah.
Observable, quantifiable evidence.
Our dog seems to know that we're angry with him constantly.
And doesn't seem to give a shit.
Yes.
Even more. You got to love them, dogs. I tell you what, dogs are the greatest.
Don't let me let you down. I got dirt on my shoes. rail, no tail, no sense of direction. Slightly derailed, not scared of perfection. She's a dog with no tail, no sense of direction. Slightly derailed, but staying for breakfast. She's far too rich to eat. Tell her, too sweet to digest. Tell her, and this is what a heart. Tell her, rocks within the tree. Sense of direction, slightly derailed, not scared of perfection. She's a dog with no tail, no sense of direction, slightly derailed, but staying forever. She's far too rich to eat, too sweet to digest. Tell her, and this is what a heart. Tell her, rocks within the chain.
Pale, Dogs With No Tails. I tell you what, The Pale, what a great band.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, years, I think years before their time, really. They were far too ahead of the curve, really, The Pale, for their own good.
You went to see them once without me. I can't remember where I was, but...
I saw them at Birmingham University. They were really good.
They were good. There you go. This is all about the story about dogs. Apparently, who knew, can tell your mood from the tone of your voice.
And in the middle there, Bad Mood by Helmet. You like a bit of Helmet, don't you, Charlotte?
The Truth About Cats and Dogs from Pony Up as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great record.
Hilarious, aren't you? Just so hilarious.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we take funny news stories or odd news stories. Yeah. Please, if you see a news story in the week that you think would match with some cool songs, then please post it up on the Facebook.
Please.
Are we sounding begging
you
enough?
You don't know how desperate we are. You don't know how hard it is doing this week in, week out. You really don't. You've got no idea.
Sometimes it can be quite trying. So when you send us lovely, interesting stories, it brightens up our little days. That was nasty. Just did a big sniff in the microphone.
I'm sobbing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That was like a sound effect, was
it? It was a sob.
If you can post them on the Facebook page.
So, next story. Top South African ultramarathon runner, Bruce Fordyce. What are you laughing at that
for? I just think the funniest thing about this story is his name.
Sounds like Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah.
He's robbed of his trainers at gunpoint.
That's not a nice part of it. But what was good was his reaction. Because apparently he said that they were welcome to his old running shoes because they smelled of camembert. I think he was a bit sadder about his watch.
Freedom of speech and freedom of sound, and all the time. No more, this for not applauding. You dig it?
Man, dig them squeaky shoes. Those squeaks can chase all blues. Don't ever worry, no need to hurry to change them squeaky shoes. Now your shoes ain't new and they worry you, and you wish you had another pair. But if you've got feet that can walk in beat like a rhythm king who walks on air, walk like you're so proud, go on the squeak loud, rock on the squeaky shoes. Drive out the notion you don't want squeaky shoes. Got a song all day, cause your feet can play rockin' tunes as you go walking along. You can stay in style, you can wear a smile, cause you sing a happy rhythm song. You keep those old shoes in, you'll have no blues to rock on squeaky shoes.
Here. No, they go stop, I mean, no. No way.
Kirsty MacColl, In These Shoes.
I love that song so much.
Frank Starr and his Rockaway Something or Others. It's cut off the sheet there. Dig Them Squeaky Shoes.
And Captain with Bitches and Nike Shoes. All for the ultramarathon runner who was mugged for his shoes and his watch, which wasn't a very pleasant experience, but he was able to walk away with a smile on his face because they were stinky shoes.
I think if you're doing an ultra marathon, having a gun in your face is probably the highlight of the whole experience, really.
He was only on his morning training session. Was he? He wasn't in the midst of his ultra marathon. Does that ruin the story for you?
Does
somewhat?
A little bit. Does a bit.
That's a shame. I've taken the shine off it now. Well, we have been scraping the bottom of the barrel this week.
Musically,
for stories.
With our personalities, our presentation, our lacklustre presentation, and our stories. This is from the Daily Mirror. Plague of crickets overrun town, invading school and homes after being drawn by intense warm weather. This was in Peru. Experts believe that the intense heat and humidity they've been having has caused the critters to arrive in the town, with some even emitting a foul odour. Emitting, isn't it? Not omitting.
Yeah,
mirror.
You've spotted it.
Bloody hell.
Emitting.
The standards of journalism. It just, I don't know.
Shocking. Yeah, I didn't know that crickets were smelly. So that's what I have learned from tonight's
show.
Like
them little, what's them little crawly things that we get all over the place? Them sort of centipede-y things. No, they stink as well.
I said those little centipede-y things,
and you said you mean those little centipede-y things. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't I? Oh,
I don't go around sniffing them, I must admit.
Next time we get one in the house, I'll crush it under your nose.
Thanks.
It's all right?
Yeah, don't do
that. The least I can do, it'll be an education.
Maria, mama said, you better go to bed. And little sister said, you better go to bed. The little brother said, you heard the papa said, you better say goodnight. You better shut the light. And papa told you no, you can go out tonight. But papa didn't know, Maria had a date and couldn't let him wait. So in a little while, she waited till the lights were low. She went out the window to have bow and so. A lot of hugging them, a lot of kissing them, a lot of hugging them, a lot of kissing them, a lot of happy talk, a lot of moon above, but very little time, a very little time to make a lot of love, to make a lot of love, which is a normal thing, to make a lot of love, for it's the summertime, when all the crickets sing, and in the summertime, when anyone's in love, the crickets sing a happy song, but they didn't do the repertoire for alone. Suddenly the papa came, and then the mama came, and then the sister came, and then the brother came, and then the uncle came, and then the cousin came, and if the cousin came, and I can tell you this, it was a dirty shame, because the papa came, and then the mama came, and then the sister came, and then the brother came, and then the cousin came, and if the cousin came, and I can tell you this. I know it's got me reeling when you
Marcus Vallée, the cricket sing for Anna Maria, and the cricket with Rave On, which is nothing to do actually do with that actual crickets, apart from the name Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
It's an excuse to play Buddy Holly and
what
the Crickets.
What a great record. Yes. It struck me when I was playing through. Oh, what a great record. Hadn't heard it. And, you know, sometimes you re-listen to things. You know what I mean?
We do it every week on the radio.
What
a
great record.
Re-listen to stuff that we haven't heard for a while. That's the joy of listening to this show.
Hearing that when you were 14 in the 50s. Oh. Well, not that you were 14 in the 50s, my dear. It must have been amazing. You know what I mean? It must have been absolutely, wow, what is this?
Mm.
This is astonishing.
I used to have a Buddy Holly album when I was very young that I used to play over and over again.
Yeah, I think probably the same one with Buddy Holly on the front in spray letters.
Probably. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I had the same album. I've still got the same album. Great somewhere. I might dig it out and have a play.
So that was all about the cricket swarm in Peru. It's pretty tenuous, but I have to give massive props to Davo, who has got the first story up for next week. So he's listened to our call out and he's
good
helping
on you, Dave.
Us out.
He's always good. He's always good with the suggestions. I've lost the power of speech,
but that's not. That's not too bad because it's time for us to say goodbye because we've got a very long song to play out with.
It's not only for us to say goodbye, us to say Eid Mubarak to all our Muslim listeners.
I was going to say some other stuff before launching into that. I was just going to give another. I wanted to say that bit. That's not fair.
Well, you say it and then we'll edit me out before we go to air.
Just wanted to give a final call out to the Facebook page. Your news stories up throughout the week. And listen up on radioactiveinternational.org where you can find all of the back issues of the show. And we will be back next Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. But yeah, we thought it would be good to end the show by celebrating Eid Mubarak.
And this is the absolutely amazing Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan with Manam Mawe Kigal Eu. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thank you. Yeah, please. ga pa ma pa da ma pa ga ma pa ma ga sa ga ma ga pa ma ba ni la pa ma ba ni la ba da ba ma ba da ni la ni la pa da ma pa ga ma ga sa ga ga da ma ga ba ba